and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel's President Isaac Herzog said hearts lie in tatters after Hamas handed over the remains of four Israeli hostages in four black coffins this morning. Three are believed to be a mother, Shiri Bibas, and her two children. The youngest was just 9 months old when they were abducted on October 7th, 2023. Fourth body believed to be 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz. The BBC's Sebastian Usher on the ceremony in the Gaza Strip.
There was a caricature of Netanyahu with blood and accusing him of being the murderer of these four hostages. That clearly is something that will cause greater anger and distaste in Israel than even what we've seen so far in the previous handovers.
Hamas claims all four were killed in Israeli airstrikes. President Trump is stepping up his denunciation of Ukraine's president after Volodymyr Zelensky, who accused Mr. Trump of living in disinformation space over U.S. talks with Russia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. President Trump at an investment summit in Miami Beach.
Biden never tried. Europe has failed to bring peace, and Zelensky probably wants to keep the gravy train going.
Mr. Trump also weighing in on affairs here in the U.S., correspondent Jared Hill.
President Donald Trump on Air Force One complained about crime in the nation's capital and backed a Republican idea for the federal government to take over Washington, D.C.
And I think that we should run it strong. Run it with law and order.
This comes hours after President Trump pulled support for New York City's efforts to curb heavy traffic by charging drivers higher fees in busy areas during business hours. Trump writing, congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan and all of New York is saved. Long live the king.
An airline is offering payouts to passengers who miraculously survived a crash at the airport in Toronto this week. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Delta is telling the 76 passengers the $30,000 payments have no strings attached and do not affect their rights. They all managed to climb out of the jet after it made a hard landing, skidded on its side and caught fire, then flipped on its back. Of the 21 passengers who were taken to the hospital, all but one have been released.
Apple's just taken the wraps off a new iPhone with AI capabilities. Price tag on the 16E, $599. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
What's become interesting about these lower cost iPhones is that oftentimes there isn't much that people are giving up by getting one. Usually it has a lower quality screen, but not enough that most people notice, and its cameras aren't as good. But otherwise, it is a full iPhone.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
It's the Bucks and the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break with five games in the next 8 days, including tonight against the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' Bobby Portis receiving word that seven burglars have been charged with breaking into his home and also the homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift, and Austin, I didn't get that with the burglars. I wanted to talk to them about that. But yeah, it's an invasion of privacy, and you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it. while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. Partly sunny skies today with a high of 23. Tonight, mostly clear, still cold, just not as frigid, lows near 3 below. Another fine day on Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to members of the legislature's Black Caucus, including State Senator Dora Drake, about President Trump's work to diminish Black history.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Waba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Peach Waba.
All right. Let's do this. Let's light it up. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen, this Wednesday night edition as we broadcast live statewide like we do every night from beautiful downtown Green Bay. It is great to have you with me on this Wednesday. Got a really fun show tonight. I'm in a great mood. I don't really know why. You know what it is? I think it just came to me right as I said that. I watched a lot of TV last night and I feel great. Some people run marathons, cross-country ski. I watched some killer television last night. I got a color screen at home, Conrad. I don't know what you're working with at your place, but...
I got a black and white plasma.
Okay. Sweet.
With the huge box in the back.
There's just less that can go wrong. You're better off.
It takes up half my living room, but I'm okay with that.
It's all right. You live alone. It's like your roommate. So that's where I'm at. I watched some great stuff that's been on my list for a while. I started White Lotus 2, season 2. I watched the movie Flow, an animated film about a cat that Rob Thomas told me about 3 weeks ago. And that's really cool. And I watched the Sly Lives documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Very busy night last night. I think I burned a lot of calories watching all that television.
What time did you go to sleep?
It was late. I think I also squeezed some Wii Golf in there and did a little yoga. So I don't know. It was just one of those nights where I got home and got right at it. But anyway, great to have you with me. We do have a good show tonight. We've got, it's kind of a Northeast Wisconsin show. Where I live right now, folks, is not a very big town. It's Marinette. It's got about 10,000 people, probably 25,000 in the area if you include Menominee, Michigan and Peshtigo. But every time something is happening in Marinette, it's not like it's a showbiz hub. But every once in a while, something cool comes out of Marinette or is happening there. And that's the case. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight at 6:35. Comedian Jeff Kane will be on the show. He is a Colorado-based comedian, but went to high school and grew up in Marinette. So we'll have Jeff on. We've had him on. We probably had Jeff on about 9 months ago. He just did very well in the comedy contest. So we'll talk about Jeff and help him get his name out there a little bit. And then I have a special guest coming on to give a... Conrad, what generation are you again? Z?
I always forget this. I think it's Z.
Probably Google. Let's just call it Z. It's just a letter. My son Joe is going to come on at 7:05 and talk about the new Captain Marvel movie, a fellow Generation Z-er with Conrad. We heard from Matt Miller. He wasn't crazy about it. And I want to ask Joe in general, because he grew up with Marvel movies and he likes them, but I want to hear his take on Captain America, what's the other part of that? Not Winter Soldier.
The Fallen Soldier, I believe it is.
No, it's like, what's the new Captain America movie? Who cares?
Brave New World.
Brave New World. That's
yes.
And he's got a take on Star Wars, too.
And Star Wars is also one of the favorite films of my third guest tonight, who joins us at 7:20, who also has a Marinette connection tonight, Nathan Deming. Nathan grew up in Toma, over by Eau Claire, and he went to film school, I think, in London. He's a really talented filmmaker. We've had him on the show before, and I thought we got to get him on one more time because his film is playing in Marinette Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Mariner Theater. I will be there to introduce the film and host a Q&A following. It's about a 45-minute film about an immigrant who discovers ice fishing in northern Wisconsin. And Nathan is just a really good... His cinematography work is great as a director. Some directors are great at working with actors. Some can write, too. Some are great at bringing beautiful images to you, or cinema, as it were. And Nathan's good at all of them, and he's an up-and-comer, so we'll have Nathan on at 7:20 to discuss his screening in Marinette. He's also going to give us a rundown on what he's witnessed as he's traveled the state with his film February. February is one of 12 movies Nathan is trying to ambitiously make, one for each month of the year. So... we'll hear, hopefully he'll give us a sneak peek at March. I don't know. But his film February is playing in February all throughout Wisconsin. He won an award this past weekend. We'll talk about that when he's on the show at 7:20. So there's your show. And with all that Star Wars talk, Conrad, I realized we haven't done a Star Wars thing yet when it comes to our question of the night. So let's bang that out right now.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, or who, I should say, is your favorite Star Wars character? Pretty straightforward. So new Star Wars stuff coming out. There's always spinoffs on this franchise. It's like the biggest franchise in the history of movies. And, you know, I'm kind of a Star... I like Star Wars. I don't love Star Wars. But I acknowledge Star Wars. It's a behemoth. You like Star Wars, right, Conrad?
I love Star Wars.
All of it? Even the bad Star Wars?
I'll say the worst one is The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
That came out in 2001, I believe.
You're right. But even that's kind of cool for what you're seeing. It's not... I'm trying to put it into perspective. I know it's not the best Star Wars film by a long shot.
I mean, I'm okay with the new Disney stuff. I enjoyed watching those films. I thought it was entertainment. But there's nothing beats the first four. There are the first three films.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6.
A New Hope.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. And, well, I'll say this. My favorite character is Anakin Skywalker.
Young, old, Darth?
All of them. It's just because that character development that he has throughout all those films is amazing.
Pretty complex.
Yeah.
I guess I have to say Han Solo.
Okay.
He's kind of the coolest by far.
Love Han Solo.
Ethan, what's his name? McGregor. Ewan McGregor is pretty cool.
Yes, yes.
But I would have to say from a cool standpoint, my favorite guy to watch, favorite Star Wars character to watch... was probably Han Solo.
Uh-huh. That's a good one.
And let's not forget about Princess Leia. She was kind of, gutsy.
Yeah.
In your face.
Yep.
But she wasn't on screen as much as Han Solo. I'm going to say Han Solo. You say...
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin Skywalker. I'll tell you who else I like, and you might not like this since you don't like Phantom Menace. I like Liam Neeson's character, Qui-Gon.
Okay.
He was character. He tutored...
He was off the screen pretty quick.
He was.
he was a good teacher. I'd say he's one of my favorite Jedis, but
he was not on screen. He, first of all, when they were filming Star Wars, he got a call from his Taken family and his daughter was abducted. So he had to leave Star Wars and get to Taken to save her. No, but he was great at dispensing that Jedi kind of wisdom, you know.
Yes, he was.
Master Yoda says I should be mindful of the moment. But not of the future, but not at the expense of the moment. You know, all that Jedi talk. Liam Neeson was great at that. But I'll say Han Solo. Conrad says Anakin.
Yep.
Anakin Skywalker. So who do you say? Who's your favorite Star Wars character? Even though you're not a huge Star Wars fan, I know you know Star Wars. You got to chime in on this, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know who your favorite Star Wars character is. You can let us know on the phone lines, over the stream, on the app. You can send a snail mail letter if you want. I'm not going to turn that down. I might have completely forgotten about the question by then. Pony Express, Morse code, just get in touch with us. It's so much fun when you guys are part of the show, and it makes it more fun. So who is your favorite Star Wars character? Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my dad lost one of his Marine buddies, one of his best friends. We just found out he passed away like a week ago, and I became friends with him too. And that's weird. Are you friends with any of your dad or mom's friends, Conrad?
I wouldn't say really friends, but
you know. You wouldn't hang out.
No,
you're not playing video games with Steve's chum.
No.
Okay. This is weird. There was crossover here because Pat Higgins is his name, and they were in the Marines together. He would visit us in our neighborhood in Chicago when we moved up to northern Wisconsin. He visited us. He went to my grandma's cottage. He knew my dad's whole family. His life was all about service from when he was in the Marines. Then he was kind of a party guy, kind of a fun-loving guy. Decides he wants to become a priest at like age 35. Which was kind of surprising, and it didn't last long. I always say he was probably a priest for like 10 years. Then he did mission work after that. Like, he was all about service to others. And Pat Higgins, love you, man. You will be missed. Thanks for being a great friend of my dad and letting us get to know you over the years. A great soul. Rest in peace. But I did. I had the opportunity to drive up to our cottage a couple times with him from Chicago, and then took a walk with him in the city once when he was there doing mission work. I'm not saying my dad doesn't have other friends I would do that with, but it's hard to fathom that. And that's kind of a cool thing when you just go, yeah, I feel like this guy's a pretty cool guy. Even though he's friends with my dad, I don't know what stories they have together, but, you know. What I'm saying, Conrad, is I think you should get to know your parents' friends a little better.
It's a little tough because they live in Florida, so.
Excuses.
You know, maybe I'll just take a week vacation and hang out with their friends.
Just see what you can do. Get to know them. Introduce them to some video games. Have some philosophical discussions about spirituality and philosophy. Then you're all set. So I did watch Sly Lives. This is a good documentary. If you're looking for something to watch, it's on Hulu. Sly and the Family Stone. Like, I knew their music. Always liked their music. I think we have some bumper music that I just gave you. To use from Sly and the Family Stone. Great stuff. But I didn't realize until I watched this documentary what a trendsetter he was and the influence he had on Prince and James Brown and Ray Charles and all these, like Morris Day, all these guys that just emulated Sly. Sylvester Stewart was his real name. And very, like, bright clothes and a really flamboyant kind of cool dude. They all danced. They had women, men, white, black, all different kinds of people in this band, which was truly a family. And it was a really fun watch. It's on Hulu. It's like an hour and a half. You get great music. You get your classic rock and roll stuff. They all did drugs and the band broke up at some point, but he's still alive. Sly is like 83. And he was a righteous dude. So I recommend it. All right, we're coming back. We're going to hear some. It's John Travolta's birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a huge fan, but I like him. You can't argue with his career. We'll hear a little from his career when we come back. I got a clip from Welcome Back, Kotter. You are not going to want to miss it. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A federal judge sentenced former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez January 29th to 11 years in prison for corruption charges and acting as a foreign agent. Menendez, a Democrat, was contrite in the courtroom but blasted the process as political and corrupted to the core in a not-so-subtle appeal to President Donald Trump.
Menendez was convicted July 16th on all federal charges of conspiracy, bribery, extortion, wire fraud, obstruction, and acting as a foreign agent in schemes involving an Egyptian-American businessman and a New Jersey developer. In exchange for cash, a Mercedes convertible, and gold bars, Menendez used his influence as chair of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee to procure exclusive import of halal-processed meat products into Egypt. The New Jersey Monitor reports that Menendez then signed off on billions in U.S. military aid to the government of Egypt, despite the country's deteriorating human rights record. But times have changed. February 11th, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Southern District of New York to drop bribery and corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He was accused of taking illegal campaign donations from foreign nationals and doing favors in exchange for luxury travel. The apparent quid pro quo with the Trump administration prompted six SDNY attorneys to resign in protest. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Let the music take your mind. Just release and you will find. You're gonna fly.
There's another birthday today. Smokey Robinson turns 85. Sly Stone is 83, I think. Smokey Robinson, 85. Hillary Duff turns 40 today. That's a big one, Conrad. Hillary Duff, she's a titan in the industry.
I don't know if you've ever watched, she starred as the main character in How I Met Your Father.
Spinoff?
Yeah, it was a spinoff that only lasted one season. They canned it.
Because of Hillary?
They don't really give a good reason. I just think it... They just realized,
wasn't she in Napoleon, or was that Haley Duff?
Oh, I don't. Well,
she was like the
Google.
Popular girl. Yeah, I want to say. Also, I'd be remiss. Vanna White turned 68 today. Another one of my exes is having a birthday this week.
It was Haley Duff.
Great kid. Oh, Haley Duff. Okay. So Hillary. Oh no, Hillary Duff is the real famous one.
Yeah, she had her own show on Disney, I believe. Right.
Sure. I think so.
You know, come on.
This is a big day for releases, too. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I grew up watching that and Sesame Street. Mr. Rogers dropped in 1968. A more gentle soul who taught kids for generations, you will never find. Fred Rogers, that was a great show. Our question tonight, folks, who is your favorite Star Wars character? Let's not get too far off point. It's high time we had a Star Wars question. I feel like we probably had some type of Star Wars question over the last year and a half, but that's a big one. So I say Han Solo. Conrad says Anakin. All forms of Anakin. And we have Steve. Oh, got your dad's checking in, Conrad. Favorite Star Wars character is Luke Skywalker, and also favorite Star Wars scene is when Luke finds out Darth Vader is his dad. Luke, I am your father. Great scene, Steve. That was, to me at that point in my life, that was maybe one of the biggest scenes in movie history. And I remember being like, whoa. And I don't think I liked it at the time either. Yeah, it's hard to argue with Luke Skywalker. He's a pretty cool character too. Not quite Han Solo cool, but he's got a lot going on, has to figure it out. Conrad's mom is checking in too. She says, Conrad, you would enjoy hanging out with our friends because they play golf. There you go.
Yep.
That's how Pat Higgins used to say golf. He was a New Yorker. I play golf. I think you should do that. I think you should get a little round robin going or some kind of scramble, you and your folks. Yeah.
There we go.
Paula, Conrad looks, you should see the look on his face. He looks nervous, like this might happen and there's going to be this awkward, he'll get past it though. Jim from Appleton says, Lando Calrissian. Yeah, that's a good one, Jim. So in control, followed by it wasn't me, it's not my fault. That's a great. I forgot about Lando. Billy Dee Williams. From the 216, we've got Yoda. Hard to argue with Yoda. He's kind of the king of cool. You know what was cool in that one movie? It was one of that middle trilogy nobody liked where Yoda got the lightsaber out and he was flopping all over the room fighting...
was that Count Dooku?
Frank Langella. Maybe Dooku, yeah. And I was not expecting that either. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Like it kind of looked ridiculous, and then all of a sudden Yoda looked like a real badass. Thank you, 216. That's a great text. Andrew from Maine says, don't overlook R2-D2. He gets away with swearing in every line and the comedy relief. That's a very good point, Andrew.
Just the
we think he's swearing.
The noise when he falls is the best.
Right. Oh, 216 also says, I like Chewie. It's on nickname basis with Chewbacca.
Yes, he is.
Chewie's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he never forgot his lines.
No, he didn't.
Because it was always just,
everyone can understand him. Han Solo, just that's his second language.
Yeah, you don't know what he's saying, but you know what you he's know. Saying. Troy from Madison says, Ezra Bridger. I need some help from the Star Wars geeks on that one. That's too inside baseball for me. And is that a character from Bridgerton?
That's a character from Star Wars Rebels, I believe.
Oh, like a spinoff show?
Yeah.
Okay. 920 says R2-D2, C-3PO, Aunt Sue. Sue is listening from Ocala, Florida. Thank you, Sue. Is that another one of your family members?
Yes, it is.
That's like our first 10 texts. Three of them are 30% are Kriegers.
Yes.
Or some DNA form.
Yeah.
920 also says C-3PO. That's from Uncle Dick.
Yep.
Is that your fourth? This could be a record.
Yes.
Listen, this is crazy. We had two Matts on the show on Monday. That's never been done before in radio history. Now we've got four Conrad family members out of our first like 10 or 11 texts. It's Conrad and the Family Stone.
Yes, it is.
Those are all great. Craig Kinnett checks in. He's watching on the stream. He says, Pete Han Solo is pretty cool in a fun, overconfident kind of way, but the Mandalorian is just straight up cool.
I agree. I love the Mandalorian. It's a great show. Kept me wanting to watch more every episode.
So but the Mandalorian wasn't in the movies, right?
No.
Just the TV show.
Yeah, just the TV show.
Was there a Boba Fett connection there or what?
Yeah. Well, it's the basis of what the Mandalore are.
Okay.
So it's a really fun show. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it.
You know what? I've seen a couple episodes.
Well,
but that's it.
And I think you said in one of your beats that they're making a film for it.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, they're making a film for everything Star Wars related. They're not letting that go. I do remember, and I know I've said this before, but I have to share it again. When I went to the Mariner Theater, what I was just talking about that a few minutes ago, where I'll be introducing Nathan's film on Saturday, I went in there and the place was packed. One of the Star Wars movies, I think it was in the most recent trilogy, maybe like 10 years ago. I don't know. It was packed in the noise level. People had the costumes on and the pretend lightsabers, and it was just a bit much, if you ask me. But they were going crazy, and I jokingly turned to one of my friends right as the noise level died down, and I said, look at all the nerds. And you know what? Star Wars fans, to your credit, they laughed hysterically. Like, they embrace it, you know? It was fun. And that's how you should watch those movies. That's how I like to watch Star Wars. Like, I can't get into it too much. Is that music already?
Yeah.
We don't have time for our Vinnie Barbarino clip from Welcome Back, Kotter.
We do not.
On John Travolta's birthday. Damn you, Conrad.
don't blame me.
One of these days, we're going to talk about, because I just started watching White Lotus
season
2. The prosthetic penises in TV shows are off the hook. This has got to stop. It's really weird. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back with comedian from Marinette, Wisconsin. Jeff Kane will be here. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. CBS News Brief. Hamas returned the bodies of four Israeli hostages in Gaza today. Three believed to belong to a mother and her young sons. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
Images of Shiri Bibas and her two young red-headed children being snatched from their kibbutz by Hamas gunmen on October 7th embody the agony of the nation.
A fourth casket believed to contain the remains of 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz. President Trump's put the kibosh on New York City's congestion pricing plan, and commuters are weighing in.
It's a catch-22, right? Because then you're stuck with traffic, but it's easier on your pocket.
Apple's unveiled its iPhone 16e with AI features. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Perhaps the most interesting thing about this iPhone, other than its $599 starting price, is the fact that it has a modem made by Apple.
Wall Street Journal says the in-house chip cost billions of dollars and took years to develop. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's the Bucks and the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break with five games in the next 8 days, including tonight against the L.A. Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks' Bobby Portis receiving word that seven burglars have been charged with breaking into his home and also the homes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift, and Austin. I didn't get that with the burglars. I wanted to talk to them about that. But yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. And you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they were able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest four times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. Partly sunny skies today with a high of 23. Tonight, mostly clear, still cold, just not as frigid, lows near 3 below. Another fine day on Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
guy, who or what is your favorite Star Wars character? Our surprise guest, top secret at 7:05, is my son Joe. He's going to talk about this a little bit. He thinks the Star Wars fan, he has an interesting thing to say about the Star Wars fan base. So I want to hear that, and I want to hear his thoughts on Captain America. So you haven't seen it yet, right?
No.
Are you planning on it?
Well, now that I got like two like reviews from my friends that are like, oh, kinda it was crappy. Okay. It was kind of boring. I don't know. Yeah. I'll still go to it because it's a Marvel film, and I love Marvel films. The one I'm most looking forward to is Fantastic Four. That one.
When's that come out?
That's July 20-something. 25th? Something. Okay. Something around there. I'm really looking forward to that one.
All right. Well, we'll get that at 7:05. Nathan Demming is here at 7:20 talking about his screening of his film February in Marinette on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. The film is about an immigrant who learns how to ice fish in northern Wisconsin. It's a really solid film. I've seen it before. Nathan's a great director. And I'm not just saying that because he cast me in one of his movies. He is a really fantastic director. So he'll be here at 7:20. Joe Schwabe at 7:05. And right now, I'm excited to welcome our third. Okay, we're breaking a lot of ground this week. We had two Matts on the same show on Monday, and now we just lost Jeff. But Jeff, our guest who's coming up right now, or as soon as we get him back, is also from Marinette, Wisconsin. He's a stand-up comedian based in Denver and just took part in a stand-up comedy contest. So what do you call that? A triumvirate of people with connections to Marinette on tonight's show. I don't think that's ever been done, folks. Don't ask me how I'm doing this. But we are making some serious radio history this week. And I'm very excited, too, because our guest yesterday, I think I shared this with you, Con, Jason Moon, yeah, who founded warriorsongs.org, teaching vets music and playing music for vets to get them to heal and deal with their PTSD, just like he did when he got back from Iraq. Was on the show last night. He was a fantastic guest. Just incredible insights into what veterans deal with. And he told us that his music, or the music that he promotes, various works, has saved over 30 lives and stopped over 30 veteran suicides, which is a serious issue, as you may or may not know. But I got a text from him today saying he sold some of his albums last night after being on that show. So that is really cool. Yeah, because I told him I felt really bad about myself after talking to him and all the stuff he's doing. I felt ashamed of my humanness.
Well,
I have, you know what, Conrad? It wouldn't kill you to have higher standards for yourself either. I hold myself to high standards.
Okay.
Do you think that? Well, sounds you think like you're doing okay, and then you talk to a guy like this who's saving lives and writing music, and he fought in the war, and it's like, oh my God. I'm talking about Vinnie Barbarino on the radio. But, you know, we need Vinnie Barbarino talk too. So it was great to have Jason on, though. I'm just giving you a hard time, Conrad. I know you set the bar high for yourself too. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree.
All right. Let's get to our first guest in a series who's going to join us now over the stream. He is originally from Marinette, Wisconsin, makes his home out in Colorado, where he does stand-up comedy, and he joins us now on the stream, Jeff Kane. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Doing very well. And how are you tonight?
Pretty good. Oh, quick correction. It's Cone, like Conehead, instead of Kane, but
you
that's
know,
popular
I knew
around
that.
Wisconsin.
I don't know why I said Kane. Okay, Cone.
Just, I think everybody there in Wisconsin or Upper Michigan has the Kane pronunciation, so that might be it.
Okay. I don't know if you can see the stream, Jeff, but there you go. Now we can.
Okay.
We were kind of getting a view of your ear. At least I hope it was your ear. And I don't know what. I don't want to call
yeah,
too much
attention.
Yeah,
this is really weird how my phone is set up.
Oh, you're on your phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so you might have to see my ear to hear me.
Well, that works.
So I can, you know.
As long as we know it's FCC approved, we can show an ear on live radio.
I know. I can't see it right now. Is there wax in it? I don't want to look inside my own ear. But, you know, maybe you can edit that
just,
or blur.
Here's another thing we're doing this week, making radio history. I don't think we've ever interviewed just an ear before. So I think this is kind of cool, Jeff, actually. No, you're fine. Your ears are very clean and very functional.
Okay.
So good to have you, buddy.
Yeah, glad to be here.
How's it going? We had you on the show several months ago. We're from the same hometown. I love that you're doing stand-up comedy. You're Denver-based. What's new in the world of stand-up comedy for you, Jeff?
Well, you know, I've just been doing a lot of one-nighter gigs kind of all over the country and sort of, you know, I'm learning on the fly that I better start finding balance because, like, in one-nighter, I'm in Connecticut, Bethel, Connecticut, which is not near any airport or anything. And then the next night, I have to be back here. And then I'm off to, like, North Dakota. And, you know, it's kind of the grind. But it's really paying off because I'm doing these hour-long headliner spots. And then when I come back home and I'm doing, like, a 10-minute spot or a 30, my stuff has gotten so much sharper because of that.
That's really interesting. Like you're saying you headline when you work the road, but you don't headline in your hometown. Is that what I'm hearing?
Sometimes I do, but it's more often feature spots and guest spots and stuff around town here. And part of that's because there's like probably 300 or 400 comics in Denver. And so it's hard to get as much, paid work.
It's interesting. That's a great saying that I always used to hear when I did stand-up. It was always hardest to headline in your hometown because they always see you. You know, it takes farther to progress, I think, there because they see you as an open micer still.
Yeah, they really do. What's the old biblical phrase? A prophet is not recognized in his hometown. Not that I'm a prophet, but, you know.
I didn't get that far into the Bible. I think after eye for eye, I put it down.
Yeah, you looked at that and you're like, oof, okay, we would rather have Hollywood violence than biblical violence.
Seems kind of morbid. I didn't want to read that. So did you willingly, all right, so we're both from Marinette, Jeff, but did you move to Colorado to start your stand-up comedy career there, or were you there doing another gig and then you found stand-up comedy?
No, it's the latter. I found stand-up comedy. I think it was germinating in the back of my mind for decades. But I shut it down because, you know, whenever I would dare to fantasize about being on stage, I would go into like sweating terror because as a kid and a young adult, I had just like crippling stage fright when it came to public speaking. I mean, I was in band, so I was used to that stage. But I tell people this all the time. My senior year, I was taking this English composition class. And I deliberately took an F on the final project because half the grade was delivering the speech in front of the class.
Oh, wow.
So I asked the teacher even, I go, hey, let me ask you something. If I refuse to do the spoken part, can I still pass the class? And he goes, I'll give you a D minus because I don't want to see your ass back here again, but... But like, nice why? Teacher. What's your problem? Just get in front of the class. I'm like, no, I'm terrified, you know, so.
You know, it's so crazy. I've talked to so many comics since I've been doing this show. And I guess from back in the day when I did stand up that share those sentiments. Like they were terrified to go up on stage. Did we lose Jeff? I think we did. Let's see if we can get him on the phone maybe.
Are you back? It keeps cutting out, but if you want to call me, if that's going to be more stable, that's probably better.
Yeah, whatever's easiest for you, Jeff. You want to shoot in the chat here? Just shoot your phone number to Conrad, and we can give you a call. Maybe pick it up there.
Okay, let me... I'm going to put it in.
It'll be weird not seeing your ear, though, just hearing your voice, but I think we'll get past it.
I know. Well, I mean, well... When you get back on the phone with me, I'll just describe my ear and how it feels and stuff.
Exactly.
So I just put the phone number in there. Did you get it?
You got it, Con? All right. So we'll call you, Jeff, but I don't know if you could still hear me, but I wanted to ask you, like, why, and have you encountered a lot of other comedians who have terrible stage fright? That seems like a really strange dynamic there.
A handful, like newbies, quite a few of them have that real kind of lockdown stiffness thing. And I just tell them, hey, just keep doing the reps and you'll just outgrow it.
Yeah.
And 90% of them quit before they realize that, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. We're calling Jeff. We're going to get him on the phone. My guest is Jeff Cohn. He is a stand-up comedian based in Colorado, originally from Marinette. He is the first of three Nightlight guests who has a connection to Marinette, Wisconsin. I'm very proud of that because that is where I live right now. It's my adopted hometown, and I think it should be celebrated. And I will do the same for your hometown, folks, if you're listening. So if you know any stand-up comedians or anyone you think would be a great guest, anywhere in Wisconsin, we broadcast statewide. It would be fun. All right, we got Jeff back. You there, buddy?
Okay, yep, I'm here.
So you were just in a contest recently. How did that go? Because I saw you post on Facebook, and that's when I thought, oh, I got to have Jeff back on the show. Do you like contests? Yep. Are they fair to comedians, or is it just sort of like a survival instinct? It seems like it'd be terrifying.
I mean, I think the way I look at it is I love doing them because more for the chance to meet a bunch of new comics that I don't know from around the country. And I think, like, I've always sort of known, because I used to be in this drum and bugle corps thing decades ago, and we would compete all summer. And you learn that, you know, it's all subjective opinion, so you can't take the win or lose too seriously. But it's just, I think it's just a great opportunity to perform a quick set under tight conditions.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So do you get more nervous now when you do a contest, or I know you've done them before. You must be like an old pro at it now.
Yeah. No, I don't get nervous for contests. In fact, if I am feeling a little bit beforehand, I have kind of a mantra that I talk myself through, which is, okay, just have fun, zero expectations, just knock them out and tell your favorite jokes and don't worry about it.
Okay, well, that works. That's pretty cool.
It works like a charm. And so I was lucky enough this time to get third in the 2025, the U.S. Comedy Contest is what it's called.
Wow, that's pretty good. Do you win money for something like that, or is it just like a trophy or just kind of a pat on the back?
I got a pat on the back, and I got an Olympic-style bronze medal.
Oh, nice.
Third. And only the winner gets cash. I think they get like $1,500 or something like that.
Well, that's not too shabby.
It would have been nice. It would have covered my plane ticket and hotel.
I worked a club in Denver like in the mid-90s. I think it was called Wits End.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still there?
Nope. They closed in 2015.
Oh, really? Oh, the owner was named John Cooney. He was a really good guy. But I loved Colorado audiences. And the fact that I'm saying I liked Colorado audiences should tell you that some, and you, I'm sure you know this, but some cities are better than others when it comes to comedy. Do you have a favorite city to work in?
Well, outside of Denver, so far, like I would say Sarasota, Florida, they have a club called McCurdy's Comedy Theater. It's just, we did 5 shows there 2 years ago, and every night it was sold out, and even some of the same people came because they're like this community of retirees and they just sign up for everything. They all go out and support the local theater and then they come to all the comedy shows and just a fun crowd. And, I really enjoyed, I briefly performed in Boston last year. And I don't know, there's something about Boston. It's just a really kind of high-paced, intense place. And if the crowd, if you're even doing mediocre, they will let you know. They'll boo you. But if you're killing it, if they love it, they're the most uproarious crowds that I've had so far.
It's one of my favorite comedy cities is Boston. I know so many great comics that have come out of there. I think it's cool you're doing what you're doing, Jeff. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we'll come back. I want to find out if you have Wisconsin dates, your favorite clubs, your favorite guys to work with. We'll cover all that. We have a few more minutes with our guest, Jeff Cohn, coming up after this very short break. I'm Pete Schwabe, and this is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them on. When you're feeling blue.
Andrew from Maine says Nightlight gets its guest base from Marinette and its listener base from Florida. That's great. And very true tonight for sure. Andrew also says he got over his stage fright, talking about our guest, Jeff Cohn. He says he got over his stage fright enough to become a stand-up comic, and now you want his technology to work too? I was just enjoying looking at Jeff's ear. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. And Andrew again says, and this is for our guest, Jeff. So Jeff, maybe you can answer this. Andrew from Maine says, along with favorite city to perform in, which city pays the best? Have you encountered this where one city pays better than another?
Oh, well, as far as, like, cities paying, I haven't really encountered that, but I know that, like, my current booker, I won't mention names because my booker and there's this other booker who I work with when I'm featuring, they're, like, very fierce rivals, but I'll just say one pays quite a bit more than the other. I'll just leave it at that.
That's so funny. You know what? You just kind of took me back down memory lane. I remember when some bookers the comics loved and others hated them. Like, one club owner could be your best friend, but then your best friend can't stand that guy. It's such a weird dynamic. And I always remember, I don't know if it's the same way now, but Florida never paid really well. I worked two clubs there that were really good and paid pretty well, but then there was like a Coconuts chain or something that was notoriously cheap. I don't know, I might be getting the name wrong, but
I haven't I'd heard something about that. I don't know if it is Coconuts, but yeah, I have this friend, Vitton, who he toured all during the 80s and about halfway through the 90s, and he was always like, oh, that sucks, man. I could barely cover the room. They wouldn't put him up either. He had to pay his
what?
Own room and all that.
Oh, that's horrible. Do you know a guy named Thad Baxley?
Troy Baxley.
That's right.
One of my best friends in comedy. Consider him a mentor. In fact, greatly influenced me in my kind of way of putting things together, like when I'm writing.
He was funny. I think, I don't know if he'd remember me. We did an A&E show together called Comedy on the Road, like in the 90s.
Oh,
and I hung out with him just for one night. We had a couple beers, you know, a few stolen moments, drunken kisses. You know how it goes on the road.
Yeah.
But no, very good guy. Say hello to him if you see him. He was
absolutely
very funny too. All right. So let's do this, Jeff. Tell me the best thing and the worst thing so far for you being a stand-up comedian. What's the best thing about it and the worst thing?
Boy, let's see. Well, I think the best thing is just it has brought me out of my shell, and it just the biggest thrill, not just to perform and kill in front of a crowd, but when I'm like reaching deep and getting vulnerable and telling my like true stuff, and then when that hits, it's just like nothing on earth.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best part of it.
That's fantastic.
The worst thing, it's completely destroyed any social life I would have outside of comedy. So,
well, you can have a pretty good social life in comedy, though, right?
Yeah.
You can have a pretty good social life within comedy. Like, I'm sure you have great friends that are comedians. So that's going to be kind of fun.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. In fact, one of your questions I think you mentioned was, like, favorite people to work with. And I just got off the road with good friend of mine named Von Sprecken. He featured for me this time, but we're on the road in his car for 6 hours one day, 7 hours the next.
Jeez.
And we're just cutting it up and getting deep into philosophical stuff and then joking around and stuff. And it's just that part of you're right. The social life within comedy is just great.
That's fantastic. Do you have any Wisconsin dates we can look forward to? Do you like coming back to Wisconsin to do stand-up or even Marinette?
I love it. I haven't been fortunate enough yet to do my hometown of Marinette. So I'm trying to figure out how to arrange that. And right now there's no concrete dates through my booker, but he did have me headline Chippewa Falls 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool.
And I got to get better at, like, now that I have a contact with you, I should be, like, much more on the ball of, you know, letting you know this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to help you put some butts in the seats if we can do that. And I book a yearly gig in Marinette that we'll have to talk next year. It's like a local fundraiser, but it would be fun to have you up there too. So,
oh, I'd love to.
Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll keep talking. Keep up the great work, Jeff. Congrats on doing so well in that contest. Sounds like you're kind of on your way, and you're in a great comedy town too. So keep up the great work and keep us posted. Okay.
Will do.
All right. Fantastic. That's Jeff Cohn. Look for him. I found some clips on YouTube. He's on YouTube, and he sent us that clip. We'll have to get to that. I was talking too much earlier. And Andrew's ripping. He's taking shots at me from behind his phone. He says, doing great with names tonight, Pete. There is a car dealer in Marinette that I thought Jeff was related to. Same name spelling, and he says Kane. I thought that he was related to the guy. I was obviously not correct. But thank you, Andrew. Please continue to pick out our faults here. That's how we get better, my friend. Should we just start calling Andrew Drew?
I like it.
Remember Andy from The Office?
Yeah.
It's Drew. Jim would be like, I'm not calling you that. Do we have time for Vinny Barbarino? Oh, come on, man. You're killing me, Con. All right. After the news, folks, we're going to have my son, Joe Schwabba, big Marvel fan, Star Wars fan. He's got a couple of thoughts on both of those that I thought we should put on the air because I'm trying to, like, Conrad's generation, Joe's in that generation. They're both Gen Z. I know I have some listeners in Gen Z, but I want to get their opinion, too, on what we're doing here. And tonight's question, get in on the fun. Who is your favorite or what is your favorite Star Wars character? Nathan Deming coming up at 7:20, talking about his screening in Marinette on Saturday, too. All things Marinette tonight, folks. Let's get all about community. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. She's gone and I am free. And she can't do a thing to me. I just want to dance the night away with senoritas who can sway.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Trump declares himself king, and Missouri says that it will monitor women's pregnancy. Me and my guest co-host Tom Paulswitz dive right in at 2 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Four more Israelis come home. Hamas handed over the remains of four more people in Gaza this morning. The IDF says the convoy entered Israel about an hour ago. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Hamas militants displayed four black coffins on a stage in Gaza before handing them over to the Red Cross, which brought them to Israeli forces. The bodies are said to include the Bibas family, who became symbols of the hostage crisis. Shiri Bibas and her two young sons, including a nine-month-old baby, were kidnapped from their kibbutz on October 7th and died in captivity.
The remains of the fourth hostage, believed to be 84-year-old Oded Lifshitz. The Kremlin is heaping praise on the Trump administration.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Russia says it's a